This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with United States Congressman Kevin Cramer.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage. The Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota and the Guardian Foundation present the Real American Jam August 28th through the 30th at Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora, North Dakota. Two veterans wounded in action will receive $25,000 each and a new Ford vehicle. Performers include Josh Grayson, Keith Anderson, Kat Perkins, Gwen Sebastian, and more. Tickets available at RealAmericanJam.com. That's RealAmericanJam.com. Let's all give to those who gave so much. The Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota and the Guardian Foundation. That's RealAmericanJam.com.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with United States Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Well, by not allowing the United States to export crude oil, we are acquiescing to the monopoly power of Saudi Arabia. I guess you could say OPEC, but let's face it, OPEC anymore is Saudi Arabia. And so we're allowing them to do that to us. And so I think it's a classic example of what happens when you have too much supply power in the hands of one entity. We no longer need to do that. As you stated earlier, the export ban was an era, a Nixon era. It wasn't even a good idea then, but it's a crazy idea now. And so we could not only open up opportunities for job creation, entrepreneurship opportunity, value-added, economic opportunity, not to mention revenue, very important revenue for things like building highway infrastructure in the United States of America. All of that's good and that's important, but to me, I think the bigger thing about lifting the export ban is that it would put U.S. light sweet crude oil on the global market and make the United States the stabilizing force in the global marketplace.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids and Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsandcapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.